welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. I'm a homeschool father of five, and raising our kids out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado, a very, very pioneering edge of Western civilization. As we continue to monitor the slow but steady decline and the destruction of Western civilization, Steve Vaughn with in studio with me this day, facing the microphone, and as we interact with each other in my basement bunker studio.
Yeah.
I like 8 inches of concrete on
I
all
like
six sides.
Like what you've done with the place. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, most of this is my son's stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not like I've done anything. He just keeps throwing his stuff into my studio.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he doesn't throw it in our house. So.
That's right. He's living in your house.
Yeah,
that's
right.
My son lives with Steve on a weekly basis, right? Five, 6 days of the week, and then sometimes he comes home and dumps more stuff in my basement.
Yeah. but possession is 9/10 of the law.
So, I guess so.
So he's ours now.
Yeah. Okay. I guess you're getting along just fine with my son.
Oh, love having him here.
Yeah,
we
appreciate you taking care of him as he works his job further up in the metro area. All right, my friends, today we're going to talk about an article from Dennis Prager, probably one of the most important articles of the last year. And he's a Salem radio guy. He does a talk show on KRLA out in Los Angeles, and it is syndicated upon Salem Radio across the country. Dennis Prager, he's a Jewish man who's got some very conservative commentary that is often insightful, incisive. It's good stuff, my friends. Whatever the left touches, it ruins, says Dennis Prager in this April 10th article that just came out. The only way to save Western civilization is to convince more people that leftism is a nihilistic force, he says. He says the most obvious and therefore the one more and more Americans can resonate with is the near destruction of most American universities as places of learning. In the words of Harvard professor Steven Pinker, who happens to be an atheist and liberal, outside of the natural sciences and a few more disciplines, such as mathematics and business, universities are becoming laughingstocks of intolerance. This is Dennis Prager saying, if you send your children to university, you are endangering both their mind and their character. There's a real chance they will be more intolerant, more foolish after college than they were when they entered college. When you attend an American university, you are taught to have contempt for America and its founders, to prefer socialism to capitalism, to divide human beings by race and ethnicity. You are taught to shut down those who differ with you, to not debate them, and you are taught to place feelings over reason, which is a guaranteed route to eventual evil. Okay, that's Dennis Prager, and I'm going to get to the rest of it. He talks about, he summarizes the incredible suicide that the leftists are bringing upon an entire nation. Dennis Prager does a great job with this, with his latest article, Whatever the Left Touches, It Ruins. And, you know, it was Dennis Prager that got me to question the value of college some 14, 15 years ago. I remember listening to his radio program, I think it was on SRN, Salem Radio News, a number of years ago, and Dennis Prager caused me to question the value of college some 15 years ago. He said these are cesspools of ideology that is counter to anything that is useful and so forth and so on. But wow, Dennis Prager is going after liberal universities hook, line, and sinker these days. And with a liberal to conservative professor ratio in colleges at 24-1.
It's where it is right now.
Yeah, that's where it is right now. Liberal to conservative professor ratio in colleges in America, at least with the younger professors, is now 24-1. Okay, that means your kids have a 96% chance of getting a leftist, liberal professor. Is there anything in the colleges worth salvaging, my friends? The universities have become the source, the fountain, the very beginning, the erosion of the nation at every point. It is the Trojan horse of the modern destruction of entire civilizations. Yes, it is universities and colleges that are undermining the very basic structure of all of human knowledge. That is happening right now in the colleges and universities. Now, first of all, they jettison the fear of God as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. You do that, you're done for. But it takes about 100 years before you become increasingly epistemologically self-conscious and you deny all semblances of rational thought in American universities. And that is happening even right now. God has given the snowflakes, the intoleristas, the whole lot of them, to a debased mind. That's what he says in Romans chapter 1. God has given them up. He's given up the snowflakes. He's given up the intoleristas. He's given up the gender confused to a debased mind in the universities. When do we abandon Sodom and realize, I do believe that's brimstone, that's fire coming down upon these universities. At what point, Steve, do we abandon the universities and colleges? Now, this conservative Jew is telling us the time to abandon universities and colleges is right now. And the question, again, that comes back again and again, when do we abandon the liberal universities and colleges that now have a ratio of 24-1 liberal to conservative professor ratio? And it was only a, you know, a bare 2-1 some 15, 20 years ago, but now it's 24-1. Now, as we realize that the universities have become entirely corrupted, is this the point at which we abandon them? Or do we continue to fund them? Do we continue to support them by sending our children to them? At what point do you get out of Sodom? Modern thinking, modern systems of knowledge have walked over the edge to complete irrationalism, non-intelligent, self-defeating, self-contradicting meaninglessness. This is where we are right now in America today, and the source of the worldview that is increasingly nihilistic and is being mass-produced into the minds of millions upon millions upon millions of young people. There are more young people attending college today than ever before. Why? Because the contamination has to reach the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, in order to continue to undermine a nation and the future of this nation. Here's collegefix.com on this issue of the college. Today's college students are situationally confused. They have no room in their schedules for intellectual curiosity. Their sexual promiscuity is practically the only part of their lives that their colleges refuse to police. Two veteran academics who have diagnosed different plagues in modern higher education have little optimism for young people entering college for the foreseeable future, judging by their presentation to a conference this past weekend at Franciscan University in Steubenville, a conservative Catholic institution. College students have no passion today and, quote, aren't trained to pay attention to the things they feel connected to, former Yale English professor William Dorswitz told the gathering on the crisis in American education at the Veritas Center for Public Ethics. In fact, higher education has become profoundly unintellectual, and student life has become about accumulating gold stars, says Dorswitz, who publicly disavowed Ivy League education several years after leaving Yale. Okay, so these are the sorts of stories we're getting from collegefix.com and from SRN and Dennis Prager, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Dennis Prager's assessment of America and the destruction the left has brought upon an entire nation. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Folks, under Obamacare, the average family health care premiums now have exceeded $18,000, and more premium increases averaging 25% are expected for next year in 39 states. And remember, over 1,000 Obamacare plans cover abortion, and that's most of them. 5 states offer no abortion-free plans at all. And you know that all Obamacare plans contain the contraceptive abortifacient mandate. So what do Christians do? Well, I'll tell you what we have done. My family has gone with the Samaritan Medical Sharing Ministry since 1999. Over 17 years, we have shared our medical needs with brothers and sisters in Christ, and they have shared theirs with us. And the cost? Well, it's about one-third of what the average family pays under Obamacare. And Samaritan Ministries does not support the killing of unborn children. Our family has saved over $200,000 in insurance premiums over the last 17 years, and we have helped literally hundreds of Christian brothers and sisters with their medical needs. We write checks every month to different families who have needs to cover. How cool is that? On top of all of that, we can support the lives of unborn children while the powerful systems in Washington are doing just the opposite. I want to encourage you to check out Samaritan Ministries as an option for your family. Imagine healthcare sharing in a Christian way, protecting life as Christians do at one-third the cost. Just check it out at SamaritanMinistries.org and mention Kevin Swanson when you sign up, and we'll send you a free copy of my new book, Family Life. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson here with you. Steve Vaughn also in studio with me as we analyze Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager's worldview and Dennis Prager's assessment of America and the Western world, especially as this post-Christian world has adopted anti-Christian and anti-intellectual, anti-rational ideology that has pretty much entirely corrupted the university scene today. He starts out the article. This is Dennis Prager from Salem Radio Network, who writes an article called Whatever the Left Touches, It Ruins. That is, the left has the mud touch, not the Midas touch. Everything turns to mud, and that's what is going on. He says it's self-consciously nihilistic. That is, nihilism is a form of self-destruction. And that's what the left is doing. That's what America is doing right now. That's what the Western world is doing to itself right now, and educationally, academically, socially, economically, in every other way. But Prager focuses on the educational aspect. The left has ruined education. The left has ruined the universities, the colleges. He goes on, the left has ruined most of the arts. He gives several examples. In 2013, the Orange County Museum of Art in California placed a huge 28-foot sculpture of a dog outside the museum where it periodically urinates a yellow fluid on the museum wall. Now, if that isn't Western art, Western nihilism, the Western self-destruction, the Western suicide as expressed in the arts, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for quite some time. Crucifix in a urine, throwing elephant dung at a picture of Mary. You know, just it just goes on and on.
Well, 2016, apparently they're focused in upon human excrement more than anything else. I don't know why, but this is, seems to be the focal point of modern art.
Out of the heart comes
what's
in the brain.
So, yeah. And yeah. Must be excrement stuffed into their brain between their two ears. So in 2013, the Orange County Museum of Art had this dog outside urinating yellow fluid all over the museum. And that doesn't give you an impression of, you know, what the museum is worth. I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Seeing as the dog doesn't see the museum as worth any more than urinating on it, I wouldn't buy a ticket to go in.
No. No, not at all.
And in 2016, one of the most prestigious art museums in the world, the Guggenheim, in New York, featured a pure gold working toilet bowl. Okay, I mean, so it probably was $20 million if it's made out of pure gold. And where visitors were invited to use it. The name of the exhibit was America, so one could literally relieve himself on America. So that was the Guggenheim Museum. Thanks to the left, the Philadelphia Orchestra, also one of the greatest orchestras in the world, allowed itself to become a voice of leftist hate last week. It featured the premiere of Philadelphia Voices, a political rant put to musical garbage. In the fifth movement titled My House is Full of Black People, the black teen narrator chanted basically the F word.
Yeah.
So, you know, and whenever the F word is used, especially in high art, you know that a culture has already committed suicide. So anyway, he goes on, the left has poisoned art, the left has poisoned all the universities, the left is increasingly poisoning the sports in most football stadiums this past season. One could not attend an NFL game without being subjected to left-wing contempt for America and its flag. So too, one cannot watch late-night television if one desires to simply be entertained before drifting off to sleep. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and other hosts have changed late-night TV into left-night TV. The left has poisoned mainstream religion, mainstream Protestantism, non-Orthodox Judaism, much of the Catholic Church, including and especially Pope Francis, are essentially left-wing advocacy groups with religious symbols. The left is destroying the unique American commitment to free speech. Almost half of incoming college freshmen do not believe in free speech for what they deem hate speech, merely taking issue with the left-wing position. The left-wing has poisoned race relations. America is the least racist multiracial society in the world. Hardly anymore, I would say.
Yeah.
On a daily basis, Americans of every race and ethnicity get along superbly. But the black left and the white left constantly poison young minds with hate-filled diatribes against whites, white privilege, systemic racism, black dorms, black graduations, etc., etc. The left has made innumerable women unhappy, even depressed, with its decades of lying about how female sexual nature and male sexual nature are identical, leading to a hookup culture that leaves vast numbers of young women depressed. And in some ways, scariest of all, the left is poisoning our children with its commitment to unending male and female as, or ending male and female as distinct categories. One of the great joys of life, celebrating one's sex, is now deemed nothing more than a hateful idea in many of your children's schools. For these and other reasons, if you treasure American and Western civilization, fighting the left, something all liberals and conservatives need to do, is the greatest good you can engage in at this time. So that's Dennis Prager, and he comes from a Jewish background. Now, my question I want to interact with right now is, has Dennis Prager correctly diagnosed the problem? Now, we need to clarify several things. Number one, Prager is talking about the left. The left is the most destructive element of Christian apostasy. To just call it the left is not completely accurate. We need to use accurate terms. We talk about the left in America. We talk about the left in England, Scotland, France, Germany, the Western nations. Just say it. Just say it out loud. The left is a bunch of Christian apostates, people who used to have something of a commitment to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord and King of the nations, and they have turned against him. And they did so in the 1800s and 1900s. This is why I wrote my book, Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West, because we need to call it what it is. The most destructive men in the world who brought about the destruction of World War II, Herbert Spencer, Charles Darwin, Friedrich Nietzsche, etc., were Christian apostates. Just call them what they are. They're dangerous men, exceedingly dangerous men, the most dangerous men the world has ever known, because they knew something about Christ. They were raised in Christian households, many of them sons of Christian pastors, and they turned on Jesus, and they developed fangs, and they became exceedingly dangerous people. What Prager calls the left is Christian apostasy. These are dogs returning to their vomit and the pig returning to the wallowing in the mire. Peter speaks of in 2 Peter 2. Now, this is a prophetic passage of what would come, and this is exactly what we see in the 19th century. 2 Peter 2 says, "If after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome in the world, the last state has become worse for them than the first." That is the current state of these leftists, the current state of these Christian apostates that have come out of the Christian world, apostatized against Christ over the last 100 years. Their current state is worse than the first. They're in a worse condition than when the Anglo-Saxons were cannibalizing each other, doing human sacrifice, and running around in loincloths in the 5th century. That's what it's saying. Okay, the state that they are in now, after turning away from Christ, is worse than their original state when they're running around in loincloths in Ireland, conducting human sacrifice, engaging in the slave trade, and cannibalizing each other. 2 Peter 2 says they're in a worse state today than they were originally. The current condition of Christian apostates in the Western world, in the universities, is worse than the first. The destruction of their institutions will be spectacular, spectacularly embarrassing to the whole world. Here's the other thing about this. And friends, again, this is something that our friend Dennis Prager does not realize. He calls them leftists. Well, where did they come from? Who are these people? They're a bunch of liberal apostates that have come out of Christian homes, and they're embittered against Jesus, and they're embittered against the Christian church. Just call it what it is. They're Christian apostates, Dennis. Get it right. And these apostates will not last very long, according to 2 Timothy 4. This is the other thing. These people go away. And they go away quickly. Here's 2 Timothy chapter 4, another prophetic word from Paul just before he died. "Know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves," etc., "lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." He says, "From such turn away, for of this sort they creep into households, they creep into universities, they make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, who attend the universities and led away by various lusts." Is that the college today, Steve? Gullible women led away by various lusts?
Absolutely.
If that isn't the college, I don't know what is. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. So in other words, they're not going to last very long. Now, listen, folks. Listen. These leftists, they're history. They're going to be gone within a few decades. Within our children's, our grandchildren's generation, Steve, these systems will be gone. They'll be gone. Feminism, mass abortion, evolution, homosexuality, they are so yesterday. They are so gone. These enemies will be crushed within our children or our grandchildren's generation if Christ will tarry. We don't know. Jesus will come back. We don't know when Jesus will come back. But if Christ tarries, these things, these enemies will come under his footstool. They will be gone, gone, and gone some more. And let me give you an example of this. You know, remember Charles Darwin and his eugenics program of the 19th century?
Yes.
Remember eugenics?
Yeah. Trying to weed out the undesirables.
That's right. Do you know that in the 1910s, 20s, and 30s, this was the politically correct issue of the day? The president of Harvard University, the president of Princeton University and Harvard University, they were in favor of eugenics. It was the thing. It was the Ivy League thing to approve of eugenics. That is the destruction of certain bloodlines within the human race, assuming that somehow you're going to purify the bloodlines of the human race by eliminating certain strains. Okay, that's eugenics. That was the evolutionary eugenics. It dominated. Woodrow Wilson was big on eugenics. He wrote a book on eugenics. He's a horrible man.
Yes.
Theodore Roosevelt, same thing. Horrible man. And he again, friends, you haven't read the political theories and the worldviews of these men who created a destructive situation for the 20th century. But it wasn't just them. It was the whole university scene, the political scene, the Supreme Court of the United States, Buck versus Bell, as an example. That was the Obergefell of the 1920s. It was Buck versus Bell, in which this poor woman named Buck was forced into sterilization.
Yes.
And it was the Supreme Court of the United States that upheld the sterilization. She was forced into a forced sterilization based on the assumption that eugenics is the way to go. They bought Darwinian evolutionary eugenics, hook, line, and sinker, and Japan and Germany were most committed to it. They were even more committed than the Supreme Court of the United States. So it was the politically correct thing. You know, you would have looked into a basement somewhere in Colorado where there was some guy writing a newsletter against eugenics. Okay, I mean, there were so few people that would oppose the politically correct position of Woodrow Wilson, Theodore Roosevelt, the Nazis, the German government, the Supreme Court of the United States, and the Japanese. Now, Japanese liked it more than anybody else. They brought in Herbert Spencer, who was the big social eugenicist of the day. They translated more of his books than any other nation around the world. They brought in Herbert Spencer, Charles Darwin, all of the eugenics theories. That was the kind of stuff taught in Japanese universities in the 1890s and early 1900s. Same thing for the German universities. The Japanese were more committed to eugenics than anybody else. But here's the point. When Adolf Hitler committed suicide in that bunker, it was over. It was all over. It was done. Evolutionary eugenics, evolutionary-based sociology, and racism was done. The Galilean conquered it. Again, the Galilean, the carpenter. He smashed it. He destroyed it. The politically correct issue of the day was over. And yes, it took 100 million lives to bring about the destruction of this powerful theory that had completely enraptured America, Germany, and Japan. But thank God it was destroyed. Amen. Do you agree with that?
Amen.
You like eugenics?
No.
No, you hate it from the bottom of your heart, don't you?
Yes.
Because it so opposes everything we find in Scripture. Well, praise God, it's over for that. Well, what about feminism, mass abortion, evolution, homosexuality that so dominates our institutions today? What's going to happen with that? Well, probably another world war, and then it's over again. Are you with me, Steve?
Yes.
Jesus is on the right hand of the Father, and he's not playing tiddlywinks. He's involved, and he's bringing his enemies under his footstool. And I think it's time for people to realize that, especially Christians. Would you please recognize the rule of Christ, please? Would you please give him the glory for what he's doing in history? And that's one reason we are writing a complete biblical worldview history of the United States of America from 1492 to 2018. It's coming out in about a month. And I would encourage people to purchase this history, a biblical worldview history of the United States of America. Get the real story of what Jesus is doing in history, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's just that most history books don't acknowledge that. Well, let me end the program this way. Dennis Prager's strategy to dealing with the left is not enough. You know what he says in the end of his article? He says, get out and fight the left. Get out there and fight the left. This is what Dennis Prager is telling us. Fight the left. Fight the left. I'm telling you, that's not enough. That is not enough. That's like telling us, fight somebody committing suicide and arrange a mass suicide. And he's arranging a mass suicide. He's trying to get everybody to commit suicide. You know, to fight somebody committing suicide is, for the most part, not all that effective. It's not enough. Some of these conservative Jews have the common grace to recognize the problem. It's Christian apostasy. And I'm thankful that Dennis Prager has pointed out the problem of what is going on in the Western world, what is destroying Western civilization. A conservative Jew has the common grace and something of a clear insight to understand the problem is Christian apostasy. These men can smell it. It's Western apostasy. It's dog throw up at its worst. And Dennis Prager is nailing it. But now what? Two things. And this is what Dennis Prager missed. Number one, don't participate in the suicide. He should have mentioned that. In other words, don't sign up for the suicide. But that's not enough. You've got to choose life. The life of Christ. The words of Christ. The sacrifice of Christ that was given that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The discipleship of Christ. The problem with the left is they hate the Lord Jesus Christ. They got to know him a little bit over a number of centuries, and they decided in the 19th century, in the 20s, they don't like Christ anymore. The problem with the left is they hate Jesus, and all those who hate me love death, is what Jesus says. So what Prager needs to do is to love the Messiah of God. If you reject the Messiah of God, you will be crushed too. That's what Jesus says in Matthew 21:44. Whosoever shall fall on this stone, speaking of himself, shall be broken. That is, if you humble yourself and fall on that stone, you will be broken. But he says, on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And that, of course, applies to the Christian apostates of the day. And to anybody who rejects the Messiah of God, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by the Son. And as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 16:22, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Let him be cursed. Maranatha. So what are we saying on this edition of the program? Well, Jesus Christ himself is the great test in history. Either you accept him and embrace death. Either you reject him and embrace death, or you receive him and receive life. And that applies to yourself, and that applies to your culture as well. As we wrap up this edition of the Generations broadcast, let me encourage you to my book, Apostate, A Man Who Destroyed the Christian Witness, to better understand the influence of Christian apostasy and how it constructed the universities and the colleges, the ideologies that are mainstream in our day. Apostate, A Man Who Destroyed the Christian West. You can get it at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.